morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning, guys. Nothing like a love triangle in the pool. I'm going to follow the swimming now.
You ever been in one, Rob?
A pool or really? A love triangle?
Love triangle.
Oh, mate. Good old Cole Chalmers, yeah. You see where he's coming from. Good on him.
Oh, really? All right. Love now, it. This morning, I'm just reading some comments from Frank Lampard post-game as Everton saved themselves. What about this? Yeah. It's one of the greatest moments of my footballing life and career. Just tells you how desperate things must have been internally there at Everton.
Mate, since he took over, when did he take over? What, 3 months, maybe? Mate, he would have been living a nightmare. Because he came in, he didn't really have the effect that everyone wanted him to have. You know, they were struggling. And do yourself a favour. It doesn't matter if you like soccer or not. It really doesn't matter. Just go on to go and Google Everton v Crystal Palace and just watch the game, like the highlights. Just watch the goals. They go 2-0 down. It's doom and gloom. Oh, it's looking like possible relegation. And then they score 3. And the scenes of the last one are just extraordinary. And that's what makes the EPL so good, is that it's not only about the title. The relegation race, I was in one myself with Southampton. I know what it's like and what it means to the fans. And, of course, what it means to the clubs financially. It's incredible the amount of money that just staying in the Premier League means to a club. But the scenes of the players and Frank Lampard, the supporters stormed onto the pitch. It was like they'd won the title, not just been saved from relegation, but saved from relegation they are. They're 4 points ahead of now Leeds and Burnley. Burnley drew with Aston Villa 1-1. So they are now equal on points with Leeds United. And it's one of the two to go down, but Burnley are ahead because Leeds United's goal difference is horrendous, and that they won't be able to turn that around. If Burnley win, they'll be safe. Quite simple. If Burnley beats Newcastle there at home on Monday morning, our time, if they win, it's all over. Leeds will be relegated. If they don't win, Leeds will need to... If they lose, Leeds will need to draw or win, and they're away to Brentford. And, the way they're playing, you wouldn't say that they're going to get anything at Brentford. Brentford are in pretty good form. I think they've won 4 of their last 6 in the EPL. And they actually, in their last game, beat Everton 3-2. But it will go to the wire. But the big story of the morning is Everton, who looked doomed just a few weeks ago. And they've done that, the Houdini act.
Is Lampard saved, Robbie, do you think?
Wow. But yeah, Clarkie? That is absolutely a fantastic question because this shouldn't mask what's happened since he took over. And
it will though, won't it? It'll hide it. It'll be swept under the carpet because he saved it.
It might do and it might save him. The big thing is the winner was scored by Calvert-Lewin, who is an English who's English international. Now he's been missing, for weeks and weeks, and they have missed him, and he got the winner. And look, the one thing you can say in Frank Lampard's favour is what all managers say when they come in mid-season or as he did a few months ago to save them from relegation. And that would have been his mantra when he came in. He would have been said, look, doesn't matter what you do, just save us from relegation. So mission accomplished. And his response to should he be replaced would be, I came in, this is not my team. I now have the summer to recruit. The players that I want. And so I think you're right, Clarkie. He will keep his job with the emotion of what's happened this morning. Like I said, I can't hammer it up to you enough. If you want just a couple of minutes of entertainment, just go and watch the highlights. It's just extraordinary.
All right. Let's go to the other end of the table. How does it play out, Robbie? Manchester City, Aston Villa, Steven Gerrard, Philippe Coutinho, for Villa and
no such thing as fairy tales, you two, in sport.
The problem is Liverpool have a very tough game themselves at Anfield, Robbie, against Wolves.
It is. It's a tough game because there's the pressure behind it because they have to win, no matter what. So they got to win. But if you look at their head-to-head, the Wolves, last six games, six wins. So they do pretty well, do pretty good against Wolves. I think they'll win. But I actually think Manchester City are going to win. Aston Villa didn't give any real sign this morning at home to Burnley. They drew 1-1. Burnley had a red card as well. So Aston Villa didn't give you a lot, sort of, as a Liverpool fan, to think that they're going to go to Manchester City and at least get a draw. Because if Liverpool win and City draw, of course, Liverpool will win the title. So Man City win, sort of a bit like Burnley at the other end of the table. If Man City win, Burnley win, Man City are champions and Burnley are safe from relegation. Leeds go down and Liverpool will finish that 1 point behind again. And what it brings into sharp focus is the 2 points dropped against Tottenham at Anfield a couple of weeks ago. They'd have won that game. They would be 1 point ahead going into this last game, but they're not. So, you know, they need a miracle to win the title, because I think Aston Villa taking anything at City in this position would be a miracle. But, hey, West Ham pulled off a draw last week, and Liverpool can console themselves a week later with a Champions League final against Real Madrid. So still a lot to play for Liverpool, and, of course, City looking to lift what would be their fourth EPL title in five seasons.
Well, we'll speak to you Monday morning after about 5 minutes sleep, mate. Thank you.
What's Clark? Yeah, what's Clarky's tip?
What's my what, sorry?
What's your tip?
I think City's going to win.
I'm not talking about the love triangle. I'm picking
I think City's going to win. I don't have beef with Liverpool either. I love Liverpool. To be honest, I'm not. I just like to wind you know up. So pardon me for radio next week. I don't want Liverpool to win. But I'm not bothered. Whoever deserves to win will win. Oh. And again, both teams.
Football's the winner.
Well, not football's the winner, but they're both that good. Like, I love watching them both play. So it's not gonna change my day who wins. It's just gonna make me take the piss out of middle a bit more if Liverpool lose.
Yeah. Bring it. How's your take on Pommies at the moment? Are you still down on them or?
No, I'm okay. They're ranked sixth in the world now, so I'm happy with them in regards to cricket. Mate, and they just got an Australian coach for their short form, so Matthew Mott's over there. He's now the one day in 2020 coach. So part of me has to wish them well.
Part of you. Only part of you. Which
only when they're not playing Australia.
Of course. And Lodge, what's your tip? Come on, son.
Man City, mate.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Not what Robbie was after.
I hope you have a crap weekend.
Love you too, buddy.
I'm watching the swimming anyway. Bye.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be watching it a bit more closely.
I'll be checking Daily Mail.